Let's, however, talk about the important issues about South Africa's election coming up May 29th. Well, so I think. However, the Labour Party of South Africa, well, they are preparing or they filed an application to the Constitutional Court to compel the IEC to review that timetable. You've probably heard it on the news. Effectively, they're saying that that May 29th date needs to be postponed to a later date. So why exactly? Let's find out with Joseph Matunjwa, who's the AMCU president and interim executive member of the Labour Party. We've chatted often before, I know that. Joseph, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon, listeners.
Thank you. So you've already, are you thinking about requesting for a postponement, or you've actually put that in place already?
Indeed, we did put the motion to the IEC and that the actual concord in seeking to set up the electoral because the liberal, right?
Okay, I'll tell you what, we're struggling to connect with you and there's no loading excuses. There's some connection between you and us that we're having a problem with. Let's see if we can reconnect with Joseph Matunjwa. Let me tell you, by the way, what else is coming up. You know that, Iran and the USA, they've had long periods where the USA has imposed sanctions on Iran. That was lifted recently. Well, USA now threatening once again to go down the sanctions route because of the Iranian attack on Israel a few days ago. Okay, let's get back now to the executive member, interim executive member of the Labour Party, Joseph Matunjwa. Right, so we sort of didn't hear you too clearly earlier, but you did say that, in fact, you've already applied, right, to the Concord, right?
Yes, they set a motion to the IEC, alerting them that we are approaching today the Concord.
All right. What's the reason? Give us the backstory to this.
On the 15th of April 2024, the Electoral Court handed down the judgment in our application as a Labour Party to reopen the online portal of the IEC, of which two of the judges ruled in our favour, but three was not in our favour, of which then it says that we have to approach the highest court in the land, which is the Concord, in order to pursue the Labour Party interest, because we felt very strong that this portal was not really functioning properly. There was a lot of glitches into that. Furthermore, one should also note that we did have double number of those signatures that they needed, and for us was just a merely supporting signatures of those that are listed. But at the end of the day, we felt strong that even themselves, they did ask a condonation from the judges, even though the matter was heard. But if us, we ask condonation, they are not able to give us.
Okay, so you're saying signatures required, you met that requirement when you went on the portal to submit before deadline day. That portal did not work, so you struggled, right?
Yes, I mean, we uploaded all the signatures for national and also for provincial. So the issue was those signatures that were needed.
Okay, and that's the one you could not upload.
Exactly.
Was that done on the last day?
So the reason, their system had a lot of glitches, and it's not only Labour Party that has the such. There are more five parties also that they experienced the same problem. It's not only us. We paid their deposit as it was required. All these signatures that they required more than double, and then we did upload them. So we feel strong that we have met their requirement. So on technicalities, of which this system was never tested anywhere in the country. It's a new system that was designed for the new parties that are coming in. But we managed to get all these signatures in a very limited time.
When the IEC then rejected your excuse, so to speak, right? What did they tell you?
Two judges, I mean, remember, agreed with us on this matter.
Mm.
It's only three judges that they didn't agree with us.
So it wasn't unanimous, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, you're requesting you're requesting a postponement, but what do you really want? You don't want a postponement. You actually want to contest the election, isn't it?
That is to call. Let the Concord, because, I mean, the first respondent is IEC, and the second respondent is the president of which they need to tell us what is the way forward.
Okay, but what do you want? I'm suggesting to you.
We want to contest.
You want to contest,
so
right?
If they say yes, if the Concord direct them to open or give us 6 hours or 12 hours, we will welcome that, because most of the job has been done. So rather than changing the whole table, of the IEC, I think that will be very much a big job for them.
Well,
instead
I mean,
of just giving us 6 hours or 12 hours to complete.
Okay, so two questions.
That will be the easiest way.
So if the Concord then rules that, in fact, you can contest the election with no postponement, would you be ready for that?
Yes, we will be ready. We'll be ready. Remember, we paid their deposit, and then we uploaded, many of those signatures from different provinces and even national. The issue here was those signatures of the list, of the people that we put on the list, and they just want the original. That's the only thing. But if the Concord can say, we give a Labour Party 6 hours to conclude what was left, we are ready for them.
Okay. Number two, if Concord refuses to accede to your submission that the election must be postponed, and they also do not consider your case to go to the IEC and get Labour Party reinstated, what then can you do?
Then we have to go to our advocate, who will give us a legal advice whether there is any other avenues that want to follow.
Mm. Have you not done that already? Because I would think
there's
such
remember,
a time
we're
deadline.
Still waiting. Yes, we're still waiting for the Concord. But we believe that the prospect of this case are very positive. Because,
okay.
We were delayed for a month. If I was in the shoes of IEC, they could have pronounced this case in 2 days, like these other cases that they've been pronouncing with other parties. Why they dragged us for the whole month?
Here's the last thing. If for whatever reason, even after consulting with your legal advisors, let's say the Labour Party then is still prevented from contesting the election, there's no delay, how then would you feel about the outcome of SA elections 2024?
That will be clear that the election won't be fair and, free and fair. The IEC should be promoting the freedom of association. For the people of South Africa, we'll feel very aggrieved that some people of South Africa who want to associate with the Labour Party, they could have been denied their constitutional right.
Okay, let's leave it at that. Perhaps maybe the last thing. Why did you leave it that late?
It's not that what we leave it late. Remember, the Labour Party is informed by AMCO, of which AMCO has got processes of their own constitution to follow. They cannot just wake up in the morning that tomorrow you must just form a Labour Party. You must go through the constitution and follow each and every structure from the branches, from the region, until you call a special congress that will give you that mandate.
Okay.
So it's not that we've wasted time.
Okay, got that. Thank you very much. It's a story we'll certainly cover. In fact, we'll get reaction from my conversation with you, Joseph Matunjo. We'll do that after 5 o'clock, so be sure to listen out to that as well. That's the AMCU president, but also interim executive of the Labour Party. They want the election postponed, but maybe better than that, they want to be able to contest the election, which at this point in time, they cannot do. Now, what about you? What's your point? You have an opinion on this? I want to know. You can connect with me by calling in.